I said Katie sent it to us, but I'm sorry. It was actually Jason Goodman sent something to us that now that it was from Jason, I know it wasn't meant to be inspirational, but I think the video is supposed to be inspirational.
I think, yeah, that is the overall message for, you know, normal people.
Yes.
Yes. Like, hey, if you're having a stressful day, you're worried about things that are beyond your control. You think that, you know, that it's never going to end, you know, you watch this, you feel better.
Yeah. It's supposed to put things in perspective, but actuality, I think it made us all want to die.
In 100 years, which is like the year 2123, we'll all be with our families and friends, resting in peace. Strangers will live in the houses we worked so hard to build.
Okay. Depressing.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Depressing, number one.
Sure.
And someone else will own everything we have today.
Okay.
Depressing,
number two.
Most of our stuff will either be given away, thrown out, or destroyed.
Yep.
Depressing, number three.
Even the expensive car we bought may end up in a scrapyard.
Depressing, number four.
Number four.
Our descendants probably won't know much about us or remember us.
God, okay. That one hurts.
That one's a painful one.
That one really hurts because it's true.
It is true.
Do you know about your great-great-grandmother?
Nope.
No.
No, me either.
Mm-mm. None. And we do genealogy in our church.
Yeah.
We're back to like the 600s.
But it means.
But I don't know anything about them.
You didn't know who they were
as a person.
Yeah.
Nope. Just a name.
How many of us know the name of our grandfather's father after we pass away?
Yeah. I mean,
grandfather's father? No.
Great grandfather?
Oh, wait.
Grandfather's father would be great grandfather. I don't know what they say.
Grandfather's father would be your great
grandfather. No, just great
grandfather.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I have to really think.
I think they're all like Johns and Nicholas's, so odds are good.
And he doesn't, you know, the thing is, it's like, obviously he doesn't know anything about us either.
Right.
Mine was Red.
Red?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a really cool name for your son.
Yeah.
No?
I would name my son after my dad.
Oh, well, there's that. That's true.
Red.
Wyatt Red. Red Wyatt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Red. That's like a man's.
Yeah, it was Red.
Yeah, my grandfather's name was Rex.
Rex.
But he was like 5'3" and like a park ranger. Not manly.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
But Rex.
Did you say grandfather or great-grandfather?
This grandfather. Oh, yeah. Not great-grandfather.
See, my grandfather was Henry.
Oh, I know. It's such a classic.
Came back. This depressing thing Jason sent us continues.
Yeah. It might take a few more years, and then we're just a picture on someone's wall.
Damn.
A few decades later, our old photos and accomplishments become part of history and are forgotten.
Okay.
Yep,
that's seven
that
depressing things in 40 seconds.
Yeah. This sounds like an ad for Jason's new blog.
Yeah. On a thread.
Hanging by a thread.
We're all going to die.
Want to feel terrible about your day? .com.
Yeah. Hey, if you have like a healthy self-esteem and you want to really just know what other people feel like when they're depressed, go to Jason's blog.
Stop and think about these questions. We might realize that worrying about 95% of the things that occupy our minds every day is pretty pointless.
No. It has now given me more to worry
about. Yes, it does.
I said that in the text, Katie.
Yes, it is. It's more to worry about.
Absolutely.
If we can keep this in mind, our thoughts and actions could change for the better. We might feel more free to enjoy our lives. So remember this. If it won't matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset about it.
Yeah, it's hard to know what will matter, what won't matter.
Yeah, I mean, how are you supposed to know?
Right, exactly.
So they're basically saying nothing. Ultimately, it's even more depressing in my mind because it's basically saying nothing matters in your life right now.
Yeah.
Well, here's...
Except for your family.
Yeah, your family, I think, always matters.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, we will, but that's why it's important. I'm going to spin this around. That's why it's important to invest the most time, the most effort and energy into the people in your life and tell your job to go screw themselves. Because it doesn't matter.
Well, we're
it
part of your matter. Job, Katie, and you do that on a daily basis.
Well,
we're people too.
I am walking the walk, Jason. Yep.
And then when your job fires you and then you're homeless with your family, they're like, we hate you.
But
I know we worry about all these things. That's the part I got from it. We do worry about a lot of things that don't matter. Stuff you have to accomplish to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, I think we spend a lot of time and effort on things that in the end don't matter. Conan O'Brien always says, even though he's super funny, he says every grave goes unvisited.
It's so true.
Oh my God.
Don't feed him.
This ad came up in my feed and I was like, why is this ad coming up? Oh, maybe this will help relieve anxiety. This made it worse. This is like, What are we doing here? We're just ants.
Well,
we're bacteria.
We see the stuff you've been typing into ChatGPT. Here's a video you'll enjoy.
Either be bikinis or death.
I mean,
and if you don't have blonde hair and big boobs, give it up.
Get it off here.
And I'm just like, seriously, nothing. It's like nothing. It's like what we're getting. And part of it is, even in the world when we're getting mad at each other as human beings, it really doesn't matter that much.